Thanks for tuning in to the BYU Idaho Radio podcast. I'm Candy Zilale with your evening headlines for Wednesday, March 20th, 2024. Idaho law enforcement agencies are searching for two suspects following a shooting early this morning that left three officers injured. Idaho State Police issued a blue alert on behalf of the Boise Police Department. According to a news release from the Boise Police Department, law enforcement officers are searching for an escaped Idaho Department corrections inmate, Skyler W. Mead, and an unknown person who reportedly helped in Mead's escape from custody. According to the news release, at 2:15 Wednesday morning, IDOC officers had transported Mead to St. Alphonsus Regional Medical Center for treatment. As officers were preparing to return Mead to the IDOC, they were fired upon by an unknown shooter, hitting two of them. Boise police responded to the shooting with reports of an active shooter, ultimately shooting an armed individual who was later identified as an IDOC employee. The hospital was secured, and preliminary investigations suggest that Mead and the shooter entered and then fled the area in a gray four-door Honda Civic. ISP has issued a poster with images of Mead, the Civic, and the descriptions of the unknown shooter. You can see the poster on our Facebook page by following BYU Idaho Radio. The three wounded officers involved are stable and receiving medical care. Police warn that Mead and the shooter are considered armed and dangerous. If you see them, do not approach, but please do call 911 or call the Ada County Dispatch at 208-377-6790. Elder Ronald A. Rasband visited first-time temple patrons in Hamilton, New Zealand. Elder Rasband is a member of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles for the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. He ministered to a group of temple patrons on Monday as part of his ministry to the South Pacific. 11 of the patrons went through the temple for the first time preparing for full-time missionary service, and others were able to create long-lasting connects with their families. Elder Rasband spoke to them explaining the significance of their temple experiences.
You're not just living your life for yourselves. You're living your lives for your posterity.
Elder Rasband also taught the patrons about the effect their attendance will have on their posterity.
Your posterity will bless your names for making these commitments to come and create eternal families.
While the Hamilton Temple is the only currently operating temple in New Zealand, soon there will be the Auckland Temple under construction and the Wellington Temple announced. The spring Chinook salmon fishing season opens on April 27th in the Clearwater Snake and Salmon River drainages. Anglers will also have the opportunity to tag their fish electronically for the first time through the Go Outdoors Idaho mobile app. The set season and bag limits have been fully outlined on the Chinook fishing webpage at idfg.idaho.gov. The webpage gives a full list of areas that are open to Chinook salmon fishing in the Clearwater River drainage, Salmon River drainage, and Snake River drainage. It also provides dates on when those areas will be closed. Fishing days, bag limits, as well as e-tagging information can all be found on the webpage. Thanks for tuning in tonight. These have been your evening headlines for Wednesday, March 20th, 2024. You can always check out more news, interviews, and great content on this podcast feed. Or you can ask Alexa, Google, or Siri to play the latest BYU Idaho Radio podcast. I'm Candy Zilale, and this is BYU Idaho Radio.